we're back.
Oh, no. Hang on a second. Hang on.
What?
Louie, you screwed it all up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Hit me.
I was going to break the bad news.
You're pregnant.
No, the bad news was Louie missed the show last week because you were ill. The worst news is all the well wishes of the RBN listeners got you well again.
Well, not quite well. But I'll tell you what, I want to thank everybody. I got upwards, in my last count, is close to 300 and some emails, phone calls, or cards, you know, or letters. And I mean, Tom didn't know people actually wrote letters anymore.
No, I didn't realize people actually wrote and had pens and ink pens and paper and postcards and all that stuff. I thought that was banned.
Well,
I thought the Committee of 13 banned all that stuff, Louise.
I'm sorry. But they found a way.
You better tell the Committee of 13.
They went up to the Andes, got a mule, was able to, I don't know. Anyway, it worked, whatever. But I'll tell you what, the encouragement, and I'm so happy so many people like me better than like Tom.
Oh, my God. That's because they feel sorry for you because I pick on you so much.
I know. Actually, guys, let me tell you something. Tom and I have been together a long time, and no, we're not married. Someone asked that question, were we married? Because if we were married, that's why we sound like we're married.
We had conspiracy theories that we were married and conspiracy theories that I took you out so I could have total control of the show. So we had all kinds of stuff going on, didn't we, Lou?
I know. It's really kind of funny, actually. It's just, you know, I didn't know my life was so exciting. I'm actually very excited about my life today. I know I'm in the midst of an intrigue. And, you know, hey, you know what's fun?
Hey,
fun.
But you got some excellent gifts. I think you do not need.
Yes,
don't
I did. By the way, I want to thank everybody. People, besides sending cards, people actually sent, you know, $10 and $20 because they found out I didn't have health insurance. And they also gave me some very good advice, by the way, on things to take, you know. And a few of them have been right on the money. I mean, literally right on the money. Has been able to speak. But I'm on an antibiotic that I'm allergic to. See, I have a problem, guys. I'm allergic to pot. I'm allergic to cigarettes.
Where
I'm
did that
kidding.
Come from?
Let me explain. Okay.
All right.
Anything that looks like
so
anyone
that's what
else
people
in their life should ever have fun.
Is that what people were recommending? You smoke
no,
pot?
No. No, they weren't doing that. What happened is, I worked a long time with performers, and I found out early on in my life and career that I had to hold their money accountable for them ever having anything near me, because otherwise I ended up in 911. Anyway, so because of tobacco, if any kind, okay, we borrowed my, my husband, not Tom, my husband's brother's truck, and he's an avid smoker. Anyway, excuse me, guys. Anyway, so because of that, I ended up getting an upper respiratory and sinus infection from just being in the truck where it was at. And on top of that, we had a young man who came over and helped. Ken, he's fixing a house that we had for rent to be sold. So he had pneumonia, and then I ended up getting the pneumonia and the upper respiratory infection, and the sinus infection. So, I mean, you know, everybody else just have one. Hey, I'm special. We'll get a commercial break, but Tom didn't kill me at all.
Well, I've tried in the past, but this was one of my attempts. Anyway, today is August 7th. You're listening to Capital Forum on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Call in number 800-313-9443. Kind of do some ranting and raving first hour, and then we have a good guest second hour. Hang in there, folks. Gone crazy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war.
Booyah!
Work three jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah!
IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional.
We're back. And guess what, guys? This is Louise, and no, Tom did not kill me. He did not set me up for genocide. Anyway. I
was just trying to help the New World Order by starting to depopulate up in the northwest part of the state.
What are you talking about, guys? Well, good morning,
okay,
Louise.
Okay,
good morning, Tom. Welcome back.
Okay, actually, this is Tom's joke. Okay, but a serious note that I had upwards a little over 300 some calls, handwritten letters and emails from people who were worried about me not coming back on, that I was sick, and they gave me some great advice, by the way, which was really an awesome thing. But one of which was oil of oregano. About that. It seemed to really help the thyroid swelling in my throat. Now, I'm on a medication, like I was saying, I was telling before, I'm allergic to certain types of tobacco, which is about almost everything that's tobacco. So what ended up happening is I was in my brother-in-law's truck, and he is an avid smoker of all things. No, I'm kidding. I'm just a pipe tobacco. And I became very ill, sinus infection, upper respiratory infection. And a gentleman who was helping my husband, he had, pneumonia. So I got all three. I wouldn't want to be picky. So the medication that they have me on, I'm allergic to. That they have me on an inhaler for my lungs, which I'm allergic to. And doxycycline, I'm also allergic to. So they were going to give me another medication to suppress my immune system. I'm saying, oh, no, that ain't going to happen. So I'm downing Benadryl. Well, this one gentleman actually was over there from, he's actually on the Kansas side. He said oil of oregano. And it has been very, very successful. So I wanted to thank you there. It has been very successful. That's Howard. And thanks, Howard. It really, for some reason, it kind of helps to burn out the swelling or something in my throat so that it's not so bad. I'm doing really well on that. So, but people sent me dollar bills. They sent me $20 bills. They sent me gold coins. And they sent me some of those.
Real money.
RBN. Yeah, real money to help pay for my medical bills. And I'll tell you something that's very touching, and I really, really thank everyone who's done that. And you know what? Sometimes you think people aren't listening. You know what I mean? And I'm a big culprit on saying, I don't think anybody's listening to us out there at RBN or whatever. But when that many people who call and write and email, you've got to come back. And well, I actually had a few people say, Tom doesn't mean it. He's just playing. Tom and I banter. We've been together a long time, guys. Okay, big bombs couldn't separate us at this point. Okay, we're joined at the hip. He tries to run away. I always find him. Huh, Tom?
Yes. By the way, Louise, perhaps
right.
The most important gift they gave you was the gift of prayer.
That's right. A lot of people gave me the gift of prayer.
And by the way, Louise, and all the listeners, I believe, I think the Big Lou has a birthday.
Yes, today is my official birthday.
Her government birthday is today. Her real birthday is yesterday, correct?
No, my real birthday is the 4th. I'm born on Obama's day.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Luckily, my mother, went into labor and gave birth to me on the 4th. But government, in their wisdom, when my mother went back in and hemorrhaged on the 7th, in 1960, they converted all the records. And they seem to know better than everybody else when you're born. In fact, they explain to you, you don't know when you were born. We do. So they have opted to make me on the 7th, which ironically is actually, in this scenario, is not bad. See, so no, I'm no longer on Obama Day. Instead, I'm on Hemorrhage Day. So
do you like that better?
Well, I didn't mind being a hemorrhage, I guess.
By the way,
by documents, you were born on the August the 7th, right?
Yes.
Which is today.
But,
regardless, congratulations, Louise.
So is that a forged
Tom?
Certificate or is it a real one?
What do you mean?
Well,
my
Obama has a forged birth
certificate.
Obama has a forged birth certificate. Is yours real?
I don't know because it changed. Wait a minute. It may be that day, since I was born in New York. I don't know. What I mean?
Since the government owns you and I and everybody else, they can decide when you were born, Louise. So it is up to them to decide. You know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was my mother, my father, and, I don't know, a hemorrhage.
But since they probably had a marriage certificate that the government was part of that contract, so they own you.
But guess what? You'll love this one. What I have decided... Since, I've been a pain in somebody's derriere for a long time, that would be consistent with the hemorrhage, so I guess that's my day.
Maybe that's my theory. I always say maybe we win, not necessarily win all the battles, but we're going to at least be a pain in their ass. So maybe we can be such a pain in their butt that they disown us. Maybe
they can't.
Tom,
really,
how about just short song for Louise?
A short song?
Yeah,
are you going to sing it? Are you going to do it?
Wait,
go for it, Sergey.
No singing short people.
Hey, Sergey, let's do it. Wait a minute, Louise. Sergey, do it in Russia. Can you do it in Russian?
No, we'll do it in English.
Oh, come on. Let's make it special.
You will not understand Russian.
Well, that's all right.
I understand Russian.
Do it in Russian. I'd like to hear that.
Okay, let's do it in Russian. Are you ready?
Well, I'm not going to do it, but you can
one. И три, go. С днем рождения тебя. С днем рождения тебя. С днем рождения, Луиса. С днем рождения тебя. How about that?
Very good. Excellent. So that's what you do on the side.
Yeah, him and the tutu going.
Don't ask me about the lyrics. Okay?
down in Westport, you're
everything
down there singing.
Everything is clear.
Yeah, Sergey.
Yes.
He saw you on Westport. He said, "You know, were you going to delivery service in your tutu?"
Uh oh.
Wasn't that you doing the what do you call it, the where they pay mailing musical animated messages?
No.
They're going on all over all of our heads.
No.
We're all clueless.
Okay, he's Russian. A little vodka, you don't know the difference.
Louis, I have a question for you. What type of oregano oil did you use? Is that P73 by chance?
I don't know. They sent it to me, actually.
Probably. Blue and yellow label, Louise?
Yes.
Yes, it's Dr. Cass's North American Spice oregano oil, and it's very good.
Yeah, and they sent that to me. Also a couple other things, which has been very helpful. I'm really, you know, like I said, you kind of think, are we being heard? You know what I mean? You never really know. A few people call in and they're active. But I was so thankful. I mean, I couldn't believe how many. And you know how many people apologize for you, Tom? Oh, so many people apologize for Tom. They kept saying, he doesn't mean that. He's really being funny. Don't leave. Are you really sick? Or is it because Tom was mean to you? Well, this is Tom. Tom is just being funny. I had quite a few people who were really think you and I fight.
We do.
I tell you what, this happens. If Tom doesn't agree with me, you know, life sucks. I mean, that's just too bad. Right,
we
Tom?
We always fight.
Well, we do not.
We're fighting right now.
We are?
Louise, are we going to actually talk about anything besides you today?
Yes, we are, actually. Okay, hold on.
Oh, I think she might be using her finger or something. What's going on, Louise?
Well, I want to say something here. So we have a new switchboard operator. Her name is Alice. So let's welcome her to the RBN.
Good morning,
Alice. Welcome to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's Alice's restaurant.
No, it's Alice Blue.
Okay.
Don't start that one. Anyhow, one of the things we want to talk about is our AAA missing rating. Our wonderful government and their wonderful attributes have decided that it was much better to default, basically, on any loans or needed things or anything in between life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you know, things like that. But in actuality, it's a farce. The whole damn thing's a farce. See, here's the point. When these financial creditors, so to speak, are giving you a rating like this, they shouldn't be giving a government a rating. I talked to a gentleman from a certain country and another gentleman who, by the way, are working on state banks. We have countries working on state banks, including the UK, about putting in a state bank in their country.
That is interesting.
They're listening. And here's the thing. All over the world, everybody's losing their rating. It's in 98 or 97, Canada lost their rating to the AA Plus. Remember? Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Well, it's been a while back.
Do you remember that once that happened, they flourished?
They always
people manipulate. Started buying into their country rather than into the financial order. So I advocate everybody, and this is me, Tom's not with me on this. I advocate everybody do three things. One, go out and buy a U.S. savings bond. It could be 50, it could be 20. Oh, we got commercials going.
And everybody, please listen to and support your sponsors, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, during the break, well, by the way, you're listening to Sergey, Tom, and Chipmunk.
Hey, watch
this. During a break,
I no respect, guys. You were
during
so
a break,
wrong.
I was giving Louis some further health advice, and one of the things that all you listeners can do and experiment with this as you please, what I said is I have all these products on hand. I have P73, D3. I've got antiviral herbal, which is a combination like seven herbs. I've got garlic extract, and if I feel something like this coming on, if you have an opportunity, just hammer it with everything you have. And if you have nothing at all there, believe it or not, you can have hard, dark chocolate and hold it in the cheeks of your mouth and absorb that oxalic acid into your bloodstream, as Colonel Joe advises us, and that will actually impact and cure. Sometimes it will kill the viral or bacterial infection, whatever's coming on. So that's something to keep in mind, and that's what
you
we
know
advise.
What I did do?
Advise you become a chipmunk.
Well, actually, what I did was, this is because of, is Carol and David sent me things saying that if you can't get anything else, just get raw garlic.
Yep.
And, you know, chop it up so it becomes really hot, and then just put it on something and eat it, and just keep doing it. And let me tell you what, it broke my fever.
You know what?
Yeah.
And the key to garlic is you have to mince it. It has to be a cross cut because that actually creates a chemical reaction inside the garlic.
Right.
It thinks that an insect is in attacking it and will actually release this enzyme or whatever is total nutrient and actually kill off that viral infection.
That's what Carol and David sent. And I did. I sent my husband out for garlic like crazy. And I was doing it, chopping it up and what have you. And I had had a fever of about 107.
Wow. Louise, come on now.
Wow. Oh, it's back.
You didn't have 107.
Yes,
you
I
had
did.
A real bad one.
You'd be dead.
Yes, I did.
Actually, when you crashed that garlic, you could have inhaled because all this, odor, you could feel it right in the air. You would get right
in
your nose. When you inhale, it goes through your nose path through the throat, your lungs, and it will create tremendous benefit, to clear entire path,
But listen, though, there was fluctuating between 104 and 107, and they were going to hospitalize me again, and I'm not going back to the hospital. Okay, I already went through that. And, but I started taking the garlic, and I started sweating. I mean, I sweat bullets, guys.
Very good, very good.
And then all of a sudden, the fever broke. So, and I'm the only thing that I could say is the garlic. But I mean, I literally sweat. I mean, I was like pouring sweat. I looked like I was in a Indian hookah house. The other thing, if anybody has it, I'd like to have it. One of the things that's happened since this happened is the fact that my heart rate is enormous. I fluctuate between 100 and 10 to 130.
Getting ready to explode.
That's exactly correct.
I think part of that was that trigger. That was that inhaler they put you on. That's probably a part of it, Louise.
I had it before that, but not as bad.
Really? Okay.
That's true. But I had it before that. It has something to do with the bacteria or whatever else.
Well, your body.
It also could be just, stress.
Your body just on a friggin' treadmill trying to overcome what's attacking it. So it's just going
that's
hyperdrive.
That's exactly right.
Going in hyperdrive.
Well, good old-fashioned vitamin C. Louise.
Hold on. Well, just a minute, Sergey. If somebody out there has a really good natural way of bringing down that heart rate, I'd really appreciate that because that really is, excuse me, a very big problem. Although right now it's around 110. It's dropped down again.
Louise, some either Carlson fish oil or what my brand specifically, the Nordic Naturals. Take some Nordic Natural fish oil and get that will help balance your hormones. What's going on is your serotonin level is way out of whack. If you take melatonin before you go to bed at night, that will help get everything back in line and get you more relaxed. Rub some magnesium on your body and get some magnesium oil. I think I gave you some of that in the past. That will all help.
No, you didn't. You told me to get it, but I do have it at the other house, so I'll have to get it.
All right.
Magnesium oil.
Magnesium
oil. And anybody
oil.
Else has any ideas, I really appreciate it.
But
magnesium
take some melatonin
oil.
When you sleep. You know, it's a sleep aid. It's a hormone your body produces naturally, but you might need some more of that to get a more deep, restful sleep.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping.
And your serotonin levels are all out of whack, and that's the calming hormone in your body.
Actually, the reason I'm not sleeping is because the possibility of Tom killing me off. I mean,
yes. There's all kinds of stuff that might help slow your heart rate down, Louise, but what you need to do is get your body back in line. And a lot
that's
of people
probably,
put Band-Aids on stuff, but if you get your body to take care of itself, that's really the key.
Yes, 1 hour before you go to bed, get some old-fashioned regular mint tea. It will calm you down. It will help you through the night.
Mm-hmm.
Just mint tea, yes.
What do you mean, green tea?
Mint.
Mint, M-I-N-T?
Mm-hmm.
Mint tea, Louise.
Oh, mint tea, okay.
I'm not a big tea drinker, but I think any kind of green tea is beneficial. As a matter of fact, it has oxalic acid in it as well to kill off viral.
Well, and that's the point. I've been fighting back this other stuff. I hear something.
Yep, and we have a 3-minute break. And everybody hang in there. We have Lou hanging on the line. He's got some great suggestions for us. So we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll get to Lou and carry on. And then, by the way, in the second hour, we have Tim Baldwin, son of Chuck Baldwin, and we're going to speak towards what we can do to help wake up our religious leaders. Back in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Bombs?
Alice is running a tight ship. She's keeping us in order, isn't she, Louise?
Yeah, she's a real tight shipper.
We
like her.
Keeping us in line. Thank you for all that help, Alice. She's very good. And we have a caller, Lou, from Illinois. And Lou wanted to call in. We had a caller a couple weeks ago. He was asking about the LDS churches, the canneries, and how you get involved with that and what's available there. And I believe Lou has got a lot of experience with that. So Lou wanted to share that and a couple other things. What do you got for us, Lou?
Well, about the cannery, and welcome back, Louise. Glad to hear you're back with it.
So sound like your dog. Does your dog like hearing or does not like hearing? Your dog's getting excited.
Well, he just decided to bark at something. It's okay, Dino. Yeah, the LDS cannery, I've been going there since 2003, and they welcome the public in.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like Lou might be taking care of his dog.
Yeah.
I think is what he called it.
That's okay. We don't mind. You know what? He's got an opinion, too.
And by the way,
that's Dino. He's named after Fred's dog, Fred Flintstone.
All right. Most people know the LDS is the Mormons. So the Mormons, LDS, whatever, they have these canneries in major cities throughout the United States so everybody can take advantage of getting some cheap storable food at these locations. So
organic. Storable food.
It's not necessarily 100% organic, but it's raised.
Almost all
stuff.
Of it's raised by Mormons.
Yeah, and
yes, it is. Yeah.
Thank you. And they have products that you're not going to find someplace else. One of the things is, if you like mashed potatoes, that type of thing, I call them potato poopies. But what they actually do, and I've been there and I've helped to make it. See, so, I mean, if you go in, you can volunteer time on everything from processing oats to processing wheat and all that stuff. So you can do anything you want, so to speak, if you share. But one of the things they do is they take products such as potatoes, and they actually make mashed potatoes, everything in it. And then they take it and dehydrate it through ricing it. It's actually rice, so there's little things.
Well, now they used to do that. I don't know if they still do that. Do they, Lou?
Well, they call it, that's the potato pearls. And we used to can those, but they've come out now with the potato flakes because they last longer. The potato pearls you can still buy through the cannery in those Mylar pouches.
So they
right,
can
that's
those
what I'm. That's what I like. But I like those better than like the other.
Oh yeah, they're delicious. Pre-buttered.
Yeah. All you have to do is add hot water to it in an emergency or whatever else, and also to get people to do it. It's not starch. It's the potato. And that's the part I like.
That's what potato is.
Flakes are starch.
It's all starch.
It's not quite the same.
Right.
It's like ricing your, I'm saying, it's like rice starch rather than the rice.
So Lou, describe how you become a volunteer. Because a lot of this is volunteers, and that's why the food is so cheap.
There's a cannery in every area. You can contact a bishop to a branch or even to the stake of Mormons have, they have stake presidencies, and then they have, different lower areas according to how far you go out. But in anywhere in your local area, you're going to find a church. And then if you go and you look on their bulletin board, will tell you where their cannery is and the number for it. Call, say you'd like to purchase this and this and that. Volunteer. They even have a website, which you can go through and get stuff too. So, but I mean, it's really good when you get a chance to get out there and volunteer, because there are some things that are very regional, because they're local farmers, local produce, and local honey that you can get that's not on the normal roster, that's done through the Salt Lake Church.
What do we have special in St. Louis, Lou, too?
They have honey.
Lou, too.
They have the city. But honey, they have natural local honey. Okay, then that's the stuff you can't really, you can buy the honey from the other ones, but it's not the same as getting the stuff from your neighborhood. Okay, so that's the one thing I really love. Local producers of honey who are Mormon LDS. And there's a difference between RLDS and LDS. Okay, so some people get confused about it. One's the Reformed Church and one's the non-Reformed Church. But the non-Reformed Church is the one out of Salt Lake. Okay. So if you buy that, the local honey, it's much better for your allergies and what have you.
So, Lou Cassidy, what have you learned from your experience with the people here in St. Louis?
Well, yeah, the cannery in St. Louis, I've been going to, like I said, since 03, and they're very nice people, and they're willing to help. They want to help. They want to get everyone that they can stocked up as far as they can with food. And, in fact, I attend the cannery more than most of their people.
Yeah, and I understand from several people that they're very giving, so you got to be careful not to take advantage of these poor people, because if you go there and get a buku, like a boatload of, literally a pickup load of food, all the other people have to volunteer to help you do that. So you just don't overdo it, you know what I mean? Right.
Yeah, everyone at the session has to work and can the whole lot that everybody wants. And if one person, of course, is way out of line with, 30, 40, 50 cases, then everyone has to work hard. But they don't complain. They will do it. I try to go there and get out of there with 8 or 10 cases, which there's six number 10 cans to a case. By the way, their website is providentliving.org.
Right.
Providentliving.org. And if you go to the right-hand side, it talks on there, there's a place for home storage order form download, and you can take that and look at the prices. And if you compare it to the other retailers out there for storage food,
it is
roughly, on average, it is about half the price, and very good stuff.
And I know
it's a really big thing for Mormons to have organic. You said probably not, but it is. And the reason why is because the whole reason for food storage is so that you don't become ill. Okay? So they take a great pains. I've been in Utah, and I've spent a lot of time in those canneries. They make great pains of checking to make sure that as much as possible that it is organic. They don't use fertilizers, pesticides, and all those other stuff that isn't natural.
Part of the deal when you put the word organic out on the air, Louise, the USDA owns that word organic. So if you say that, that's a certification.
Okay, let's say
it's
as close to nature as you can get.
It's a natural, they use natural methods.
Yes, no certified organic. Yeah, I understand.
Right, their stuff is not organic, but it is grown by them with great care.
Yep, and that's
not,
a big advantage.
They're not supposed to use any so chemical
fertilizer.
So the
pesticides, herbicides are not there, and
right.
It has much more nutrition.
Soap. Yeah, they use a type of soap, insecticidal soap that's made of natural things, not a chemical version of it.
So what did you suggest, Lou? Get like 8 to 10 cases per visit? Is that like a typical order?
Yeah, that's a fair order to where everybody doesn't have to work real hard to make your stuff.
And what would you expect to get? Rice, beans, what all things do you get?
They have three different types of beans. They have rice. They have apples, dried apple slices, which are delicious. I eat them every morning in my breakfast. They have the potatoes. They have refried beans. They have cocoa. That is the best that there is. I've never had hot chocolate.
Thank you.
Better.
Oh,
better than, you like it, Louise?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Okay, there's my one weakness on that one. I could go through a can of it in a week.
If you go to the Get Prepared Expo, I'll bring you a can.
Where's that going to be at?
Springfield on the 9th and 10th of September.
Okay, I'm going to come.
I'd like to meet you.
Cocoa.
That's Friday and Saturday, by the way.
Everybody that's listening, please grab a piece of paper and a pen or type it on your computer because Lou's going to give out some details of what he wants to want happen at the expo coming up. So what is your idea, Lou?
Well, at the expo, I want to get all the hams together. And
I'm Jewish.
no pig for you, Louise.
No pig for me.
But all the ham radio operators, I want to take a handheld transceiver with them and to get on the air simplex on 146.45, the 2 meter band, 146.450, and just take an HT and listen. And when a ham comes on with his with a call in or puts his ID out on the radio, just come back and talk to him. And there's places all over up there where we can meet in the expo hall in one of the rooms in a hotel. They got different rooms where they have dinner and lunches and lobby and all. But there's all kinds of places you can meet, and they're all right across the street from each other.
You know what, Lou? Maybe make the suggestion like that exactly the top of the hour, every hour. Just if you're new, just showed up to the location, ping it, and that way you can tie into the rest of the group that's there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'm going to take an HT and listen. You know, around the clock.
So as when you get there at the expo, then just ping it radio and at the top of the hour, and then Lou will hear it, and then he can, you know, do some little bit of networking. And I think that's a great idea. You know. Part of the idea about going to these expos is not only to learn, to share, but also to network and get your like-minded people in order. And I think that's very important. Also having alternate locations to bug out. Like in my case, you know, I offer people to bug out here in certain cases, and we might have an earthquake down here where I might need to bug out the other locations.
You know what? You know you have a permanent bug-out station by us.
And I appreciate that, and the same here. And that's what we all need to be doing, folks. We need to have all kinds of options. I always say, get as many options as you can, no matter whether it's health, the New World Order, whatever. Let's get our options figured out now so we don't scramble when things hit the fan.
Now, I'll ask them to Lou. There's a few friends of mine in that general vicinity have said that the limestone in a lot of the areas, that the undergrounds, appears to be weakening and flaking and just separating. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not. I've not heard anything. I'm from the St. Louis area, so I don't get down there much. But I will say
near you.
Near
also
me.
Also in Kansas City. There's undergrounds that they've built into, you know, they've actually built underground in these caves. And it appears that they're trying to do some quick cover-up, fix-up, you know, support, because the limestone and the stone actually underground appears to suddenly being pulling apart, like almost like shale.
I wonder why.
Well, I don't know anything about that, Louise, but I do know in our area our water aquifers are getting screwed up, and I don't know if that's from local industry or what the situation is. We've had an artesian well on our property. It's literally about 40 foot deep is all we had to drill to hit water. And we've had this well going for nonstop for 40 plus years, and this year it went dry.
Could it be the point driven in, Tom? I had to replace my well point, and
We had it come out and serviced, and they actually measured it. And yeah, the well people said it had gone dry, and that's an artesian well is a constant flowing spring fed aquifer.
Yeah.
And we actually have a tube that runs off in a stream to get the overflow, because that's, you know, it literally came up like a gusher, like you hit oil. It was actually under pressure. So that is going on in my local area. So I don't know if that's indicative of the whole area, but that happened to us just
see, in Kansas City, Liberty, Independence, and other places, you know, in Utah, a few other places, but they have underground in caves. Whole systems for storage of information, data systems, this and that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So their whole city's underground.
Everything from cheese to weapons to everything there in Kansas City in those caves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what's happened is, I've talked to a few guys at work down there, that they've literally been, it's almost like shale, brittle. All of a sudden, whole walls, whole area of infrastructure has become like this brittle shale.
Mm.
So it literally flakes off in big chunks. Now, there's not water coming behind it that they can see, but why would a mile-deep limestone suddenly start becoming brittle?
I don't know, but limestone is very shale-like. It does flake off, but I wonder, I can't really imagine it changing structure, but maybe there's some seismic activity that's causing it to flake off.
That's what I was wondering, and I don't know if maybe Lou has heard anything about that.
No, I mean, it sounds like it might be cracking it the long way.
Yeah.
They're not sure what it was, but suddenly it happened within, you know, he was saying is everything was fine. They've not had any problems in years and years and years and years and years, and suddenly it literally is just literally falling off.
Yeah, it sounds almost like seismic activity or some kind of pressure behind it, something making it to actually give right now. That's interesting. There's actually supposed to be some Chinese troops and weaponry stored in those caves there as well.
Do the Chinese know it?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if you just stuck them down there or something.
It's for when the Chinese get the east part of the country and the Russians, the Sergei's buddies, get the west part of the country.
It's the Russians. Okay, we got to get some vodka. The only way
I knew you would say that, Tom.
Well, that's why you live in Kansas City, right, Sergey?
Well, at least we know Sergey. Maybe he'll give us a break.
No, that's not the reason I live here.
You're going to give us a break, Sergey?
You're part of the welcoming crowd. You're like the Walmart greeter for your comrades.
Welcome to Kansas City.
Actually, there are a lot of Russians that moved to Kansas City. I used to live amongst a bunch of them when I lived there and went to college.
It's all his problem.
Well, how come you don't speak one?
I don't know. I didn't necessarily socialize with them. I was just, you know, cordial, but they were a little bit longer in the tooth than I was when I was in college.
Now, Lou?
Oh, you missed a big opportunity, Tom.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I do like hanging out with people of have some age behind them, because they're very wise and they've seen a lot of things in their lives.
Sometimes.
Well, and it looks like you're catching up now, right?
Well, that's why I like to hang out with Louise.
Kate, you guys, are you hearing this? I get no respect. Anyway, Lou, I got a question. What would be the quickest system for someone to put together? And, you know, what's the – if someone like us, if you have more than one residency type thing, what's the best way of making sure that we can stay together to connected?
Communications wise?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, how far apart are they?
Let's see, 200 miles.
Oh, 200 miles. Okay, well, if they're close, these little FRS or GMRS radios are good.
How long far?
Well, those will go a few miles, maybe.
About 5 miles, maybe, if it's flat land. But you're going to have to go through repeaters, Louise, the other day, or a ham.
Yeah, you won't get 200 miles with a repeater. What you need for reliable communications is the HF band. So you need to become a ham radio operator and get your HF license, and you can get on the lower bands that are reliable communications anywhere from, well, with ham radio, with the 2 meters, I hear the music.
Yep, and we have a 3 minute break coming up, and we're going to get to that. And we had another thing we wanted to talk about. We have 5 minutes left, and then we're going to bring up Tim Baldwin. So we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Yeah, let's get rid of the music right away because we have 5 minutes left. We have a caller, George, in Texas. We see you, but Lou wants to get this out right away so we can all be on board. Louise had a great suggestion: is what can we do to keep like-minded people in touch? And Lou Cassidy is going to give us some information on what we can put together and the cost.
Okay, well, with I'm referring to ham radio, and you need a license for that. And to get into ham radio, you want to go to the ARRL. .org. That'll get you into ham radio. That's our parent organization, and they'll help you and tell you how you can get your license and where you can take the tests and all that. But as far as communicating with the good guys, if we all want to get together and have a network, We can use VHF, UHF, which is 2 meters or 440 megahertz, and that'll get you communications HT to HT or mobile unit to mobile unit up to 5 miles for HTs, 40 miles for mobile units, and 70 miles through repeaters. Now, if you need more distance than that, you need to go to the HF band. And the HF band is what we know as the shortwave bands. Ham radio operators have a bunch of bands, 160 meters, 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters, and 10 meters are the primary bands. And they will vary in the size of the antenna you need and the length of communications. 160 meters is pretty reliable for close-in stuff up to maybe 1,000 miles. But you need a long antenna. Your antenna has to be 235 feet long. 80 meters will get you from 90 miles through several thousand miles, depending on conditions. The antenna length for that needs to be roughly 102 feet long. The 40-meter band, of course, will get you longer distances. 10 meters will get you to Europe on 15 watts easily. But for local, like Louise is talking, a couple hundred miles or so, HF radio on 160 or 80 meters will do the trick. And there are some entry-level, inexpensive radios, the ICOM IC718. The IC718 is a good entry-level radio that will do all those bands, has DSP filtering, kind of a bare-bones modern rig.
Fairly user-friendly, because a lot of the entry-level people need something that's fairly user-friendly, is it?
Yes,
it is.
Are you
trying to tell him I'm blonde?
It's very user-friendly.
You get one of these top-end things, they have 1,000 switches and buttons, and they're
really
complex, aren't they, Lou?
No, this one's got 5 knobs and a bunch of buttons, and it's very, I'm sitting here looking at mine right now, and it's very easy to use.
So I continue down the path, the 18, ICOM 718, the cable they need, and the antenna, and also the cost involved.
Okay, the 718 radio itself, you can buy used for about $400, maybe give or take. The antenna, if you get a G5 RV, that'll take you 80 meters through 10 meters, and those are about $60 currently. The cabling, coax runs 80 cents a foot or less.
And what do they for that? RG8? What do you suggest for that?
RG8 will work, yeah.
RG8
or RG158 will work. And you need, of course, you need PL259 connectors on each end of it, and you need a place to put the antenna. I string them through the trees just with wires. In fact, I build my own antennas.
Okay.
Well, George, listen, real quick. George dropped. And, George, if we just lost you or something else, we see you there. We wanted to talk to you. So, George in Texas, if you wanted to come back on, that's fine.
So for less than $500 or right around $500, they can get on the air and they can start getting this network together, and I think that's a huge deal.
Yeah,
I
you
think
can
it's really good to get if we can get groups of people on all borders and everything else like work simultaneously. I think it'll be really good.
I'm for it. You guys get your licenses and we'll set it all up.
All right, great.
That sounds like a wonder to me.
Lou, help us along the path. So I think we ought to do this as a group. Everybody's interested in doing this. Let's get started.
We want Sergey on there, too.
I'll put all this information in the show description, the archive description.
I'm looking forward to see you back in Springfield.
Oh, you're going to be...
The next round of the worst financial crisis...